Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Joining us now, Tyler Boyd, the U.S. winger. So, Tyler, I'm sure it's a tough decision. You know, you grow up in New Zealand. You make the one-time switch to the United States national team. Give us the reasons why.
Yeah, it was a bit of a tough decision, but at the same time, it was a decision that was clear to me. Tough being I love New Zealand. My father is from New Zealand, so I'm 50-50. So it was a tough decision knowing that I'll never play for them again. But at the same time, I've already represented New Zealand, and now it's time to represent my other country in America and represent my mum's country. So it was a clear decision for me, and I'm super proud that I've done that. And it was a dream, honestly, a dream come true.
And the American fans, the U.S. fans, have really taken to you well. And by the way, just for the listeners, Tyler grew up in California until 10, and then he went back to New Zealand, if my information is correct here. But U.S. fans have really taken to you.
Yeah, that's correct. I lived here for 10 years, but I moved back at an age where I still was pretty young, so I lost the accent. So not many people talking to me know that I'm an American, but now that I've played for the national team, they know. And yeah, I'm just super happy and honored to get the call up again. It's just a really proud moment every time.
I look at your career, and look, you've obviously played in New Zealand with Wellington Phoenix. You then end up in Portugal, Turkey. How important is it not only to be a good footballer, but to be able to adapt culturally and to different ways of training in different countries?
Yeah, at the beginning, I left when I was 20, so I was still pretty young. And I moved to a country where I knew no one. And that in itself was a challenge. And then I also had to adapt to a different language, learn the language, meet new people. And I've done that constantly. Even living in different apartments. I think I've lived in about 9 different apartments in the last 7 or 8 years. So always moving around, always challenging. But it's prepared me for what comes in the future and for my career. So coming into this group last June and July, it was easy. It's a fantastic group, fantastic staff and coaching, and everyone made me feel welcome, and I'm already feeling like part of the family. It's my brothers, and every time I come back here, I just feel like I'm back home, which I am, and back in the family.
U.S. International Tyler Boyd joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Tyler, I see this U.S. national team with young guys like yourself and so many different guys, Weston McKennie, Tyler Adams, Josh Sargent, all these guys playing in the Bundesliga. You're in the Turkish Superliga. I'm excited because I'm wondering 2 years out where all these players are going to be and how this comes together. But I see a lot of possibility.
There's huge potential. We've already got boys playing at massive clubs around the world, some of the biggest in the world, and we're still young. And when I look around at training, everyone has the attitude to improve and work hard. That's the exciting thing, I think. We're just at the beginning of our careers, and everyone has a great attitude, and I think everyone's just going to keep getting better and better. It's an exciting thing for the USA.
Tyler Boyd joining us. U.S. will be taking on Mexico this weekend. A lot of international friendlies coming up here in a short amount of time. When people call you a winger, are you okay with that?
Totally. Totally. Yeah. I think that's my favorite position. I've played at striker in the past, but winger is my favorite position, and that's where I usually play. But I'll play anywhere the coach wants me to play, I'll play.
Now, let's talk about Greg Berhalter for a second here and his coaching style. Speak kind of to us. Take us a little bit inside the training and what it's like and what type of energy there is and what type of manager is he? Is he an autocratic type manager? Is he democratic? Does he talk to a lot of players? Give us a little insight, Tyler.
I would say attention to detail and intelligence is the way I would describe him. He's very meticulous about how we play and detail and video sessions and making it clear to the players of our style of play, and he's very tactical. So it's just a pleasure to be coached by him and learn from him. So I'm really enjoying that. And as far as the whole group goes, as staff and Coach Greg himself, everything is positive. It's just full of positivity and just good vibes all around the camp, to even down to the media man. So it's just fantastic.
Tyler Boyd joining us, has been capped 5 times for the United States, 2 goals. He scored the 1,000th goal in U.S. history. I'm sure you probably found that out after the game, right?
Yeah, I did. It was actually one of the most special moments of my career, because my parents hadn't seen me play in about 3 years. It was difficult for them to leave New Zealand and come to Europe. So it was one of the first games they'd seen, and they were in the crowd. So to make that happen and for them to be there to witness that and to be a part of such a historical group of goal scorers, and for me to do it on the 1,000th, it was super special for me.
So Beşiktaş in the Superliga in Turkey. Now, you know, you've had an amazing journey to get here. You've had some challenging situations, I'm sure, that you could tell us about. Talk to me about Beşiktaş, because the Turkish Superliga is a different animal. There was incredible passion, as you know, because of friends that are over there and work in the Superliga and for the Federation. Just describe kind of what the Turkish Superliga is like, and how much pressure you have on yourself at Beşiktaş.
Yeah, the fans are fanatical. They're so passionate, and they live for it. So they expect us to be champions, and they have high expectations, and we need to give everything every game to ensure that we play well and we play for them and we win. So it is a pressure, but pressure is a privilege. And when you get to a level like that, that's all you can expect. They expect us to be champions, so that's what we need to do. And it's a great thing to play at such a big club with amazing fans. They've just blown me away so far. They've been fantastic.
When it comes to the Turkish Super League, how would you describe maybe the type of football the teams play over there? Is there a consistency between the style of play there?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of quality in the league. A lot of quality players with experience and intelligence. And, just a lot of quality. You need to be thinking 2-3 steps ahead all the time. And you need to be on your game every game. Every team is dangerous, and every team has good players. So there's no easy games, and it's a great challenge.
I want people to know the effort that you've put in to get to where you are, because, you know, you played in Portugal, you get loaned out. You get loaned out to some teams that people might not even know. Now you're with a big team in Beşiktaş. What was maybe one of the most difficult situations that you overcame in your career for any young players that might be listening to this interview?
I would say probably in New Zealand, I came to a point where I was told I wasn't going to play at all unless I re-signed a contract, and my dream was Europe. And I basically just had to wait out a year. But during that year, I took every moment I could to do extra work. In the afternoons when no one was training, I was training, I was doing finishing. I would take the balls and take them down to the field and do my own finishing, do my own gym work. And I was training twice a day every day. And I just got pleasure out of working hard and knowing that I'm still improving, even though I wasn't able to play games. And I was actually able to have one game or two games during that season, and I scored 2 goals, so that also helped me to get the move. But I think if you work hard, you're going to get rewarded for it.
We're talking to Tyler Boyd here of the United States national team. To take on an opponent like Mexico, what does that mean to you, and how excited must you be for this game because of this great rivalry?
You said it yourself. It's an amazing rivalry. There's a lot of history behind USA versus Mexico, and it's an unbelievable game. We need to win it. We need to play our style of football, and I'm super excited at the prospect of playing against them. It's going to be a fantastic game, and I'm just looking forward to it.
Tyler Boyd of the U.S. Men's National Team joining us here tonight. We're very thankful that you gave us the time, Tyler, and we'll wrap things up here in a minute. You know, obviously you're starting at Beşiktaş. That is a pretty interesting situation because of some of the players that are around you, and they're players we've seen before on other clubs, Victor Ruiz, Lourdes Karius. Just talk about the setup there, the international nature of the team, and again, just kind of the playing style that the manager has you set up under. Give us a little flavor of Beşiktaş.
It's an amazing group. I settled in there well. All the boys were good. Most of them speak English. I got along with Charisma pretty well because I speak Portuguese, so we were able to get along well, even though he's moved on to another club. But in the short time he was there, he took me under his wing, and I was able to learn under him, but it's a fantastic group. I've settled in well, and the coach plays a possession-based game. We try to dominate possession and create chances, and he has the wingers heavily involved in that, and wingers need to defend as well. So it's a total football. It's a total game based around possession and attacking.
Last one before I let you go. When I look at guys like Weston McKennie, Paul Areola, Christian Pulisic, I see guys that are passionate about the sport. I feel that when I watch these guys play, that it's more than just getting the national team jersey and being a pro player. It's passion for the actual depth of playing the game. How important is it to be playing the sport for the passion of scoring goals, of beating people off the dribble, of the nuances which you so much bring to a game?
I think it's extremely important. While I'm a professional, I think it's important. And also, as I was developing as a youngster, I think that was what drove me. I didn't have anyone telling me, go practice. It was like a passion inside, and it was the love of the game. That was the reason why I was out there every day practicing. So I think it's extremely important for us professionals and for the non-pros and youngsters growing up. Passion's huge. It's everything in the game.
Tyler, thank you so much. Best of luck with the national team in these upcoming friendlies and also in the Superliga in Turkey with Beşiktaş. We thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.